Oh. Pai, Om Vishnu Pad, Mahamasa Vidraj Vacharja, Ashtodh Sri Shivan, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Mahamasa Vidraj Vacharja, Ashtodh Sri Shivan, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Raj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktarin Ki Jai Sri Sira Tha Krishna Goku Binath Sham Kundratha Kundigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Shamanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 31, Text 34. Teshu,
Ashanteshu,
Bhuteshu, Kandita,
Atmasu,
Asadhushu, Sangam, Nakuryat, Chocheshu, Yoshit, Krida, Mrageshu, Cha. Teshvashanteshu mudheshu Panditatmas vasadhushu Sangam nakuryach chocheshu Yoshikridam rageshu cha Teshvashanteshu mudheshu Panditatmas vasadhushu Sangam nakuryach chocheshu Yoshikridam rageshu cha
Yoshi Priya Mageshu Chan.
Ladies.
Teshva Shanteshu Mudeshu Panditatma Svashatushu Sangam Nakuryat Chocheshu Yoshikriyam Keshu Cha Teshva Shanteshu Mudeshu Panditatma Svashatushu
with those.
Ashanteshu,
coarse.
Muteshu,
fools.
Kandita,
Atmasu,
bereft of self-realization. Asadhushu,
wicked.
Sangam,
association.
Na,
not.
Kuryat,
one should make.
Shochyeshu,
pitiable.
Yoshik,
of women.
Krida
magat
mrigeshu,
dancing dogs.
Cha,
and.
One should not associate with a coarse fool who is bereft of the knowledge of self-realization and who is no more than a dancing dog in the hands of a woman.
Purport.
The restriction of association with such foolish persons is especially meant for those who are in the line of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Advancement in Krishna consciousness involves developing the qualities of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, intelligence and spiritual knowledge, simplicity, material opulence, fame, forgiveness, and control of the mind and senses. All these qualities are to be manifest with the progress of Krishna consciousness. But if one associates with a Shudra, a foolish person who is like a dancing dog in the hands of a woman, then he cannot make any progress. Lord Chaitanya has advised that any person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and who desires to pass beyond material nescience must not associate himself with women or with persons interested in material enjoyment. For a person seeking advancement in Krishna consciousness, such association is more dangerous than suicide.
Om Jnana Nirantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Gurave Padakamalam, Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha, Sri Rupam Sagrishatam, Shagana Gaganatam, Vitam Kamsativam, Shadvaitam, Shadadrutam, Krishna Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dhinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Kanta Kanta Namaste, Abda Kanchan Kodam Vidi, Rahe Vrindavan Shri, Krishna Vanchakopatunyasya kripasindho vrayevasya patitanam pavanevyo vaisnevyo namaha.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Teshu Ashanteshu Mudheshu Kanditatmasva Sadhushu Sangam Nakuryach Chocheshu Yoshit Krida Mrigeshu Cha. Association is crucial. Prahlad Maharaj says that association is like a crystal. Whatever's in front of the crystal is reflected. We become like our association. Though the Shastra says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra, we should associate with sadhus, those who are devotees of Krishna, those who are Krishna Parayana, those who are focused on Krishna. Those are sadhus. Sadhureva Samantavya. Anyone who's seriously engaged in the service of Krishna is a sadhu. And one should seek out the association of sadhus. And one should asatsanga tyag e vaishnavasya. One should give up the association of asat, bad association, or those who are on the path of untruth, the path asat grihit vasat graham, those who are grasping onto holding up, trying to hold on to that which has no real existence whatsoever. They're trying to clutch illusion. Asat grihit vasat graham. They're trying to grab that which has no real existence. They're trying to enjoy illusion. Asat. Asat sangha tyag. E vaishnavacara. One should avoid bad association. So here we find the worst association. Ashanteshu. Those who have no gravity. Mudheshu. Fools, asses. Kanditatma. Kandita means cut up. Those whose souls are torn up. Kandita. Devoid of self-realization. Asadhusu. Asad. Nasty or those who are addicted to illusion. Sangam Nakuryat. One should not associate with them. Chocheshu, those pitiful persons, lamentable persons. Who are they? Yoshit Krida Mrigeshu, those who are like dancing dogs in the hands of women. Toy dogs, toy animals in the hands of women. Our godbrother Rupanuga Prabhu used to sometimes say, ladies' man. Ladies' man means he's a plaything of the ladies. Yoshit Krida. Yoshit, another word, Pramada. Those who drive men crazy. Those who drive men mad. For the sake of women, men become like madmen. They sacrifice their careers. They sacrifice their respectability. They sacrifice their money. They work so hard for their money and sacrifice it all for a woman. They sacrifice their families for some other woman. they sacrifice their anything. Why? For some woman. Why? Because she winked at him. Because she raised her eyebrow. Because her ankle bells were jingling. Because the edge of her sari caught his eye. And so, nature is arranged in such a way that women are the perverted reflection of Krishna. They're all attractive in the material world. And when a man becomes attracted by the illusory prospect of enjoying the association of woman, then he loses his truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, everything. And there are men who cultivate this as the goal of life. To have the opportunity to associate with women and joke and enjoy and have sex. This is the goal. This is the goal of their culture, if you call it that. They've created a culture. As we have Krishna in the center, they have woman in the center. They have woman in the center. One way or another. And they're aspiring for happiness by association of woman. Licit, illicit, this way, that way. Imagining that if they just do it right, if they just get it right, then they'll enjoy unlimited. They're called mudhas, fools, gross fools. Because Maya is constructed in such a way that they think they're going to enjoy, but they become like dancing dogs. I think the woman says, wouldn't it be nice if we... And whatever the woman says now, his mind is bewildered. This is the power of mind. And there's so many historical examples. Mark Antony turned his whole armada around for Cleopatra, sacrificing all of his... everything that Krishna said about Arjuna, you know, if you flee the battlefield, this, you'll be ridiculed. But Arjuna at least was going to do it with some idea of religious principles, some higher purpose. He just was mad after Cleopatra. And you don't have to be Cleopatra. Men become mad after any damn thing. When the mind becomes obsessed, then it doesn't matter. We have an example, a woman may be old enough to be your mother, and still the man will become bewildered. So one is warned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanasya Pajanam Bhagavad Pajanam Mukasya. For one who's serious about Bhagavad Pajanam, Niskinchanasya, who's trying to get free from being the controller of this material world, possessor of whatever. Niskinchanasya, Bhagavat Bhajanon Mukhasya, Param Param Jiginishur, Pavasagarasya. He's finally, after millions and millions of lifetimes, understood that I should cross over this ocean of material existence. I should not stay in this material world. Tamasivam, Jyotirgam, I should go back to Godhead. Crossing this miserable ocean of material existence. That's the business of human life. And if one has understood that purpose, that business, then sandarshanam vishahinam atayoshitam cha saha hanta hanta vishabhakshanato pyasadu. Then for him to associate with vishahinam, sense gratifiers, yoshitam cha, or women for sense enjoyment, ha hanta hanta, how horrible it is. Asatu, how abominable. How abominable? Vishabhakshanato. Like drinking poison. Narayana Das Thakur says, janiya shunya vishakoinu. Janiya, I know that it's poison. Shunya, I've heard that it's poison. Janiya shunya vishakoinu. And I'm drinking the poison. This is madness. This is madness. I've heard, I know, and I'm drinking. Why? Because I'm associated with persons who are drinking. Everybody else is drinking, I shouldn't drink. Liquor is poison. Poisons your liver, poisons your system, poisons everything. And people are drinking. Why? Because everybody else is drinking. Young man associates with, you don't grow up drinking. It's not you come out of the womb saying, where's the bottle? Not that bottle anyway. So how does one become a drunkard? By association. Somebody says, come on. Come on. It's fun, it's nice, it's cool, it's whatever it is. But everyone else is drinking, he's also drinking. Doesn't matter. He's grown up in a good family, he's grown up in a devotee family, he's grown up in any kind of family, and he's associating with persons who are drinking, then he also, let me also drink. Although it's poison. Not figurative, metaphorical poison. The damn stuff is poison. Ask any doctor. And they're drinking it. Apart from how it poisons your consciousness, which it definitely does. So drinking, smoking, and woman hunting. One associates with persons who are interested in sense gratification. Therefore, brahmachari guru kule vasantanta guru arita. Young men should not be sent to public school to associate with women and young men who are interested in women, young boys who are interested in women, mixing. That's not suicide because they don't do it voluntarily. It's murder. This is not good association. Brahmachari Guru Kule, a young man should be sent to the place where he can become trained up by the bona fide spiritual master in the association of other such young men to learn how to control the senses and how to become a servant of Krishna. Vasantanta Guru Arita. To act for the satisfaction of the representative of Krishna, the bona fide spiritual. That he should learn. So that he can be saved from this material existence. Sadhu Sangha. He should be sent to the place where he'll get Sadhu Sangha. Not to the place where he'll get Yoshit Sangha and Vishayi Sangha. The modern educational system is all wrong. What is this education? Educated how to become spoiled. How to spoil your life. Or at least get a good start on spoiling. By association, for, you know, where instead of Krishna Katha, there will be locker room Katha. Locker room Katha means they're playing sports, and for changing their clothes, there's a room which is called a locker room. And there are all the men will talk about women. Right? They'll talk about idle topics, number one being women. instead of Krishna Katha, this will be the subject matter. Gradually, gradually. But that association should be completely avoided. It's poisonous. It should be avoided. And one should associate with sadhus, those who are engaged in the service of Krishna, making Krishna their life and soul. That association. Sangam Nikuryaj Chocheshu. It's so lamentable that people associate with other sense gratifiers or with women for sense gratification and ruin their lives. Even the nice people are ruining their lives this way. It's not just the tabloid people, the people who are involved in lurid affairs and murders and sex scandals, but the nice people living in little suburban homes with chimneys and fireplaces and happy little home life. What is the center of their home life? Sex. What is that? Kamo papoga parama eta vadati nishchita. This is what they've been able to ascertain as the goal of life. Kamo papoga parama. Parama means the highest. This is their idea of the highest goal of life. Kamo papoga. Sense gratification, with sex as the number one attraction. Kamo papoga parama eta vadati nishchita. This way, that way, or the other way. Either by nightclubs and, you know, fast life, or by a nice little home, sweet home, where the center is sex enjoyment. This one should avoid. This one should avoid. One should associate with sadhus. He may be sannyasi, he may be grahastha, he may be anything, but he should be seriously engaged in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, bad association, that association should be avoided. In the Vedic system, the association of women is prohibited in two ashrams, Brahmacharya ashram and Sannyasa ashram. No association. And in the third ashram, Vanaprastha, limited association. No sex. No sex whatsoever. And sex is only in one ashram, Grihastha ashram. And that also for the higher purpose of getting children, Krishna conscious too. Then, when the goal is Krishna, one doesn't become a gross fool, a dancing dog. One becomes a dancing dog in the hands of Krishna. That's all right. We have to be dogs one way or the other. So if we become Krishna's dogs and dance for Krishna, then it's nice. If we dance in kirtan, if we're always dancing, dancing in kirtan, then we won't be dancing according to the, in the hands of women, would be dancing in the spiritual world. Mm. Dancing has to be there, and dogs have to be there. So we're dogs, and we have to dance, but we should dance for Krishna, and we should dance in the spiritual world, and we should not become victims of women and sense gratification. If we're always engaged in Krishna consciousness, and if we're very careful, even for one who's trying to make progress, this danger is there. One should, savadhan, sign is there, caution, danger. We should be very careful
always be fixed in Krishna consciousness, engaged in Krishna consciousness, and avoid the association of sense enjoyers and those who would engage us in sense gratification. Yes.
Maharaj, you were talking about education for children. So sometimes, and you said that it's murder if it's.
I did say that. Yes, Prabhupada used the word slaughter.
So my question is, devotees who have children, if they send them to a school which is maybe having material education, but most of the students are devotees, or if they have private teaching and teaching them material education, giving them an option to either go the material way or.
Giving children the option to go the material way or spiritual way, that's different. That has to do with what they're taught. But what you're taught and what you learn are two different things. In the public schools and so on, they're taught reading, writing, arithmetic, and in the upper grades, algebra and calculus and history and literature and so many things. That's what they're taught. And what they learn is illicit sex. College. What you're taught and what you learn are two different things. They learn the other stuff too. They learn literature and calculus and so on. But they also learn illicit sex. Gambling, intoxication, woman hunting, illicit sex. That kind of school should be avoided. The question is not whether or not someone learns an occupation. The question is whether one associates with young, with sense enjoyers and young men and young women associating without any restriction. That's the point. Or restriction, no restriction. Young men and young women associating is bad news. There'll be problems. Not that they'll all sit at their little desks and keep their minds on their business. If they're young men and they're young women, they won't think of what's in the book. They'll think about the people of the opposite sex who are reading the same book they are. And it's just, am I wrong? Well, that's the point. Yes, sorry, Prabhu.
I had a number of people ask me yesterday after the class.
What was it that I was going to say in response to you?
What was your response?
Okay, that's a different subject matter, but I've been asked by these 7 people so far, so there seems to be an interest. The proposal was that God gives us free will and puts us in a marginal position so that we can, because He will, so that He can enjoy our progress and success in evolving our love for Him. Right? Do I have it right? Okay, why don't you give it to me straight? Well, that's true. God has Parasha Shakti Vividaka Shriyate, God has innumerable energies. Yeah, repeating for the internet, the broadcast. That God, to be complete, has to have all sorts of energies, and He derives pleasure when the marginal living, so that includes marginal living beings, and when the marginal living beings engage in His service, He derives pleasure. That's all true. But the problem is that, where the criticism will be, that He expands Himself in the form of marginal living beings to enjoy pleasure at the expense of subjecting those marginal living beings to unspeakable torture. So then, you know, the question, well, what kind of God is that? You know, that for his pleasure, he'll be, I suffer like a dog, like unspeakable tortures, all of us, you know, go through. We're reading it in this description by Lord Kapildev. From inside the womb, the torture starts, and then you get out, and the torture continues, and then you're a child, and you're tortured, and then you get married, and you're tortured, and then you get divorced, and you're tortured, and then you grow old, and then you die, and then you go through it all again, in millions of lifetimes, in millions of species, so that Krishna can enjoy. And that's the criticism of that particular approach to justifying the ways of God to men.
Yes, if we're in ignorance, then we would think like that.
Yes.
But that's the whole point, is that the natural state, just like this, the sun is always there, so darkness also has to be there with the sun, but the darkness is not in itself separate. Only there because there's an absence of the light.
The darkness is only there because there's an absence of the light. Okay.
Right. So the natural state is light.
The natural stage is light.
And the other state where there's darkness is only an absence of the light.
And the stage where there's darkness is only the absence of the light.
Right.
Correct.
So for the living beings, the natural state is happiness.
The natural state is happiness, and the unnatural state is the absence of happiness. Right, the absence of their darkness, their absence of happiness is their lack of recognition of Krishna. That's all true.
So, when they come to the material world, there's a lack of understanding of their true nature.
When they come to the material world, there's a lack of understanding of their true nature.
That lack of understanding is the suffering.
That lack of understanding is suffering.
But it's not permanent.
But it's not permanent.
And nor does it permanently permanently affect the condition of
it doesn't
soul.
Permanently affect the condition of the soul. Just for millions and millions and millions and millions of births since time immemorial.
Except that when you're looking from a point of view of eternity.
Yeah, when you're looking at it from the point of view of eternity, it's all fine.
It's like a flash, that's all.
It's like a flash. There's no permanent damage. So this is your consolation, folks. That all the stuff that all this these lifetimes of unspeakable torture that you've been reading about in the teachings of Lord Kapiladev are only a flash from the point of view of those who are liberated. Meanwhile, right. Those who think they're suffering are actually not suffering.
Suffering is
only an illusion. And it's a really good one, too. It has no substance the same way that darkness has no substance.
The light is the substance,
and the darkness is the absence of substance. Right. And the original question was, why does Krishna create living beings who find themselves in the absence of substance and the presence of some very substantial-looking, not actually substantial, but very substantial-looking suffering for not eternity, but almost eternity? That's the question. And of course, I'm taking the mean side of it.
Well, you have a microphone.
There's two microphones here, aren't there? I'll give you one. And to make it worse, I mean, it wouldn't be a problem. There wouldn't, you know, there's substance and there's lack of substance, and the living being can eternally enjoy. He just has to turn toward Krishna, and his eternal life is assured. His eternal enjoyment is assured. Everything is fine, and then God creates women. Sorry, Prabhu is giving class tomorrow. Those of you who want a nice class, that's tomorrow. No suffering. Chandramoli Maharaj. Excuse me? He has a good argument for the atheists and agnostics? God is cool?
Cruel.
That's my argument for the end. Yeah, you agree with that, see? Maybe that's just because I have the microphone, but he agrees with me. It's a strong argument.
And the gopis also say he's cruel.
Even gopis say he's cruel. I don't want to go too far here, you know. He is in charge. And I'm in enough trouble already. Can we stop criticizing Krishna and get back to talking about women?
I have a question
about
that.
Yes.
Just like women are the epitome of the attraction of Maya for the man.
Yes.
So I'm wondering about what is the epitome of the attraction of mind for the woman, because I don't think it's the man.
Men are the attraction. Women are the attraction of Maya for the man. So what's the attraction of Maya for women? You don't think it's man.
No.
But it is. No, not in the same way, in a different way.
Just like a man uses a man.
Because women are different, so they get bewildered in a different way. That's stated by Lord Kapildev. I'd probably have a hard time finding it at a drop of a hat. It's coming up soon, isn't it? Text 42? Yeah, there it is. A living entity who becomes a woman as a result of attachment to a woman in his previous life foolishly looks upon Maya in the form of a man, her husband, as a bestower of wealth, progeny, house, and other material assets.
Yeah, so it's not like the bestower of sex?
Excuse me?
So they're not attracted to the sex that the man bestows in the same way that...
Well, that's not stated, that they're not attracted to sex isn't mentioned here. But that's the nature of women, that they're interested in security. They want a house, they want a man who's going to protect them and bring in good bucks. They want children, they want a nice house, they want stuff for the house, they want curtains. So they have their own way of being attracted to Maya. Otherwise all the men would be in Maya and all the women would be liberated. Not made such a grievous error as to overlook that possibility. So for Prabhupada said, for man, woman is the one, and for woman, man is the woman. Woman means Maya. So for man, woman is the Maya. And for the woman, man is the Maya. For everyone, forgetfulness of Krishna and attraction to the bodily concept of life is... Something else? Yes.
So in this verse, Kapila says that men should not associate with men who hunt women for sex enjoyment and so forth. So would it be a valid symmetrical view to say that women should not associate with women who are interested in men for the security of a house and home and all those things?
It's said that men should not associate with women who are simply interested in... Men should not associate with other men who are simply interested in women. Would it be symmetrically so then that women should not associate with women who are simply interested in men? Yes. Women should associate with women who are interested in Krishna. When you get women who just are together talking about men, talking about material enjoyment, and talking about, then it will not be good. Therefore, the young women should be married. That's the responsibility of the parents. So that they won't have to be wrapped up in this business of talking about men and looking for men this time. Simply, arrangement should be made so that every woman gets a man, and then the business is finished, or it's settled up. And all of the women should be trained since childhood to think of Krishna. Rukmini Devi says, any one woman who has someone other than Krishna as her husband is just married to a bag of mucus vial and hair with hair on his head. Some eyebrows attached to his skull. So neither men nor women should grow up in a culture of sense gratification. Life is not meant for sense gratification, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman. Women should not be victimized by sense gratification. Women are weaker. The tendency is that they'll be attracted to these things. And men are weaker in their own way. They'll be attracted the other way. So everybody's weak in the material world. Nobody should grow up in a culture poisoned by the atmosphere of sense gratification and obsession with the opposite sex. That's called high school. It's called high school, college, where the obsession is the opposite sex. No one should grow up in an atmosphere. And then they graduate, and now they've got a degree in sex attraction. They're awarded an MA, a PhD, a BA, whatever it is, but their actual certificate is certified sense gratifier. Yosha Kriya Brigeshu Chan, certified dancing dog. That's his actual degree. So nobody should grow up in that kind of so-called education. What is that? Andam tamaham pravishanti ye vidyan upasate tato bhuye rite tamo yaru vidyaya anurta. Those who are engaged in without education, they don't make progress. They go down. And those who are educated go down lower. This miseducation should be avoided. It should be avoided. For the young men, young women, they should all be trained in Krishna consciousness. They should be in an atmosphere where there's chanting, where there's dancing, where there's Bhagavad Gita, where there's devotional service to Krishna, so that they won't be victimized by sense gratification. And the girls should be married so that they'll have man, and their, all these assets that they want will be there.
And okay, now that's taken care of. And my real business is to think of Krishna and not be bewildered by this Maya that my husband is everything. That's better Maya than this boy is everything. That boy used to be everything. Now this boy is everything. And she just becomes an unpaid prostitute. That's the advancement of modern education. Previously, at least women who put out for every man on the block got paid for it. Now, the advancement of education is that it's not even, they get a degree in economics and still they don't know that at least I should charge for my services. Well, it's a very wrong education. Control of the mind, control of the senses, tolerance, peacefulness, Krishna consciousness. Just the opposite of what they're doing. They're creating and perpetuating and further cultivating a degraded civilization in which men and women all become dogs and cats. And they raise generations of cats and dogs to spoil their human form of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give just the opposite. That from the very beginning of life, the real purpose of life, that Krishna is the goal, not a sense gratification. And Krishna can be achieved by the Sankirtan process. Internet question. I think people who are here get precedence. Yes.
I'm just wondering that sometimes parents have children and they have to put them in school somehow. They don't have a guru kula.
Sometimes parents have children and they have to put them in school somehow and they don't have a guru kula and so on. So I'm not the professor of pragmatics. You have to figure out what you want to do. But there are alternatives. There's gurukul, there's homeschooling, there's start your own school, there's this and that. You have to figure it out. You took the responsibility. You had children. And it's not like, okay, now we have them, it's over. Now the rest of the responsibility is yours also. You have to figure out how to do it. Okay, now there's two internet questions that grow. If security through men is Maya, why should a girl be married? Friso in Holland. Excuse me? If security through men is Maya for women, then why should a girl be married? They should be married because Maya in the form of one man is better than Maya in the form of many. Just why the same reason men should be married. That Maya in the form of one woman is better than Maya in the form of many. If possible, avoid the whole thing. Brahmacharya life. If not possible, then the next best thing is, all right, one. Then it's at least containable. It's reasonable. Now we can follow some rules and regulations, and we can adjust things in the home, so it's not all about curtains, and not all about the bedroom, and it's not all about sense enjoyment. Put Krishna in the center of the house, and you make devotional service the real business. So in that way, you take it and you bring it to the spiritual platform by regulation. Otherwise, one and then another and another and another and another. How do you regulate that?
So then, better to be married, one man, one woman, regulated life, and then you make progress. All right, we've got that problem solved. We've got it under control. It's not just like, what do they call them, free radicals in chemistry that are going to combine with anything. Now it's contained. Now it's human life. It's not cat and dog life. We meet, we have sex, we say goodbye. We meet somebody else, we have sex, we say goodbye. Now it's human life. There's sex, but it's within context in which there can be a context where it can be connected with Krishna. But all right, there's a combination of men and women, but they can serve together. When it's just illicit sex, there's no question of service. It's just service of the senses. But when they're combined in Krishna consciousness, when they're combined in married life, now they can serve Krishna. So all right, we've got the, just like eating, you have to eat. So then it should be regulated. Sleeping, it's required, so regulate it. So sex also. So make an arrangement, regulate it. And now get on with the real business, which is Krishna consciousness. But they never get on with the real business. For them, the real business is sex. Having it, searching for it, lamenting about not having it, or having lost it, or whatever. And then Krishna's out of the picture. So just make it as normal, regulated, and then focus on the real business of life. Why is it that Gurukula is always pushed forward as a solution to hiding from the sexual when the Gurukula atmosphere is known as a breeding ground for pedophiles and male sexual advance? Never mind a boy having no experience or intelligence at integrating with woman in society. Krishnadas, Canada. Gurukula doesn't mean by definition the world of pedophilia and sense enjoyment. Excuse me, pedophilia means men having sex with boys. That's not the Gurukul atmosphere, that's the perverted reflection of the Gurukul atmosphere, just as so many things are the perverted reflection of the real thing. So the Gurukul should be actual Gurukuls, not places of pedophilia and nasty things. And the parents have to be kept to see to that also. That the Gurukul should be actual Gurukuls, that the school should be actual school, that whatever is going on should be the actual thing. It's a great responsibility, and it's a great responsibility. So, no, if the Gurukul is strange, suspect, weird, then don't send anybody there. Send the police there. But where there's integrity, where there's actual principles of spiritual life being strictly followed. Same thing, you know, why should, when there's so much counterfeit money in the market, why should people be after money? When there's so much bad food, why should we eat? Counterfeit money doesn't mean that real money should be rejected. Bad food doesn't mean that we shouldn't eat. But if there's bad food, you have to be very careful that the food is prepared correctly, that you know who's cooking and so on. If the money is fishy, then you have to, you see people looking at the dollar bills and even shining those little ultraviolet lights on it and so on, that you check that your money is legitimate. But it doesn't mean that we say, oh, okay, now there shall be no more money, there'll be no more food, there'll be no more Gurukul. We are just about out of time. One more question? Two more questions? Three more questions? Okay, one question there.
Do we recommend that the parents get the children married or the daughters married at early age?
Do we recommend that parents get their daughters married at an early age? Srila Prabhupada recommended that. Excuse me?
Do we recommend it now to the parents?
Do the parents recommend it now, or do I recommend it now? I recommend it now.
The people in charge, the green light, the devotees, nowadays, like, you know, back in Prabhupada's time, it's like 12, but like now, I think it's, you know, like some countries it's 18, maybe 16, some countries. So at that age, they should be married.
Even Prabhupada looked at 18 and said, all right, there can be boyfriend and girlfriend before 18. Means not officially married, but understood that they're married. Just like in the Vedic culture, they were married, but they weren't staying together. The girl knew, I have my husband, the boy knew, I have my wife. And then at maturity, they would stay together.
So how do you get around that age? I mean, how do you, like this age, you know, that's
they could be married, and then when they're of legal age, then they can live together.
But how do they get married before that age?
By understanding, by community agreement. By yajna, by some religious process. Because your alternative is, I mean, let's get, you know, you want me to become realistic because, you know, marrying girls at a young age is good in theory, but in practice it's not so realistic and it doesn't work out. So we should get realistic about, well, let's get realistic about girls not getting married for a reason. Okay? And what do they do? Excuse me? You're speaking like a person who's not been in the world. They don't think about it. They don't think about a man. They do it. Instead of getting married, they do what married people do with one boy after another after another. Because that's nature. Young girls require men. And if they're not given a man, then, you know, like trying to hold the water back when it's overflowing, it doesn't work. You know, trying to stop the wind from blowing, trying to stop the sun from shining, trying to stop young girls from being attracted to young boys, it doesn't work. And in theory it works, you know, we just say, you know, chant Hare Krishna, reach in a black heart, but it doesn't work. What works is that they have husbands. And then they have no problem. They have problems, but they have less, fewer problems. They only have one problem. What doesn't work is that you just marry them off helter-skelter. Girl needs to be married. Boom. Still out there. That doesn't work. And generally speaking, same age doesn't work. Because an 18-year-old girl is a woman and an 18-year-old boy is a kid. So older responsible boys, younger chaste girls, that works. As far as anything works. So if you want to know what I recommend, that's what I recommend. And that's the responsibility of your parents. Not that they wake up when the girl's 23 and say, I think Krishnadasi is, you know, like we should start thinking about a husband for her. Where have you been? At that point, you're no longer eligible to have a say in the matter. And if you don't believe me, ask Krishnadasi, she'll tell you. And then it just becomes like chemistry, just, you know, wherever the chemistry goes. It usually goes badly because the boys and girls of the same age associate. And girls and boys who grew up together, went to school together, whatever. And again, the boys are not actually suitable matches for the girls because they're the same age, they're not older. So the boys should be compatible, responsible, Krishna conscious. Great responsibility the parents of the girls have. To see that their girls get good Krishna conscious husbands is a challenge. But that's the duty of the parents. That's the duty of the father specifically. That's what Prabhupada said. Yes, it's difficult, but householder life is difficult. There's some concessional enjoyment, and there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. So one has to, one becomes pure by taking that responsibility for the service of Krishna. Now I'm very much over time. So, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.